Hello, Fly Nation. Welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 174. How to free yourself from your racing mind. Today, I answer the question of Donald about how to give up the resistance to unpleasant situations we face and surrender and free your mind. So what I told him might benefit all of you, and I hope this helps. So the fact is, what we resist persists, and we automatically, subconsciously focus on it. And that's why I'm a fan of giving up resistance and acknowledging what is, because it anyway is, right? So if we distract ourselves or close our eyes, that doesn't change the fact that it already is. And where attention goes, energy flows. So the goal is to come to peace with it and acknowledge what already is. That doesn't mean at all that you agree with it. That's a whole different thing. But acknowledging what is, that's how you give up resistance and surrender. Because everything happens for a reason. And the reason of experiencing hardship, or like in my case, severe diseases, going through 90 surgeries, is at least our evolution to rise, to awaken consciously, and the deeper learning and understanding that we are not our mind or what we think. We are a spiritual being in a physical body with a mind that tries to protect us, and therefore so often keeps us in a survival mode with racing thoughts. And once we detach from identifying ourselves with the mind, because we are not the mind, then the protecting personality and our conditioned tendency to let our mind control our life by keeping us afraid, on alert, comparing, judging, and unconscious, then we can surrender to our true, intentional, authentic self, the presence of who we truly are, and live in serenity. And that's also the path to become authentically you and live and lead on your own authentic terms. Because then it just doesn't matter what the neighbor might say, or whatever other people think and perceive. It just doesn't matter. I live up to my core values of honesty, authenticity, and integrity. And whatever doesn't fit or is in alignment with my core values, it's just not me, right? And what other people think is their story and their business. It has nothing to do with me, right? I don't need to put it on myself, right? Because you can't be everybody's darling. There will be always somebody who is not content with what you think, what you do, what you say, or whatever. And that's, of course, what I teach in my signature programs, the Anxiety Freedom Formula and the Authenticity Blueprint, and as well in the Energy Mastery. So the shortcuts to get out of any anxious situation where you try to resist because your fearful mind runs the show is to tame it and to slow down your mind by exhaling first. I'm not getting tired to remember you of that. By slowing down your breath and catching mind freaks. I love this expression. So that's crazy spiraling thoughts by just stopping them. So if you don't like the thoughts running in your mind, you can stop them by just saying thanks for sharing, delete. That's what I do, and it works perfectly. And the more you do it, the more your mind gets conditioned and used to it. And the less of the mind freaks come up. So before you think it to the end, right? So you have a fearful thought or anxious thought, and before thinking it through and then stopping and letting it really into your system, you immediately say, thanks for sharing, delete. So that acknowledges the thought, but it also shows that you're not interested in putting it into your system or become another belief in your system or in your mind, right? So recognize when you start to have negative thoughts about a situation or a person or circumstance or whatever it is, and flip it right over to finish the thought with a positive aspect, right? So you could either say, thanks for sharing, delete, or you could come up with something positive, right? Everything has two sides. So you could see the positive thing in it and finish it with thinking on the positive, because then it doesn't add on the core beliefs you have. So that is a trick, but that works really, really good. And by doing so, your mind and your whole system over time adapts, and you become the captain of your ship, so to say. And of course, there are different breathing techniques which help you to relax and calm down. It all starts with a long exhale on a count to 6 or even better 8, and conscious belly breathing or central channel breath. And that is a way to really, really relax yourself. And I will even do a video on that. And we covered some of the breathing techniques in a former episode. So you may want to check in on the episode. I didn't look at it before. It was episode 160. There were 3 shortcuts for quick relief from anxiety and fear. And that was the episode, I think. There might be some others, for example, episode number 172. That was about acknowledging your emotions if you want to break free. So several episodes have been on this topic. And as you know, I help heart-centered entrepreneurs to enjoy a healthy, happy, and fulfilled life. And it is crucial to end living a fearful life by default, or even on somebody else's terms. And being afraid to show up as who you truly are, so you can live and lead fearlessly authentic by design. Because all the self-sabotage we are doing, like self-betrayal, self-doubt, self-oppression, and that's all a form of self-sabotage, right? Because we are afraid to own who we truly are. And You need to commit to yourself, right? And to find your core values and to discover your purpose. And the more you do that, the more it becomes clear that you might be running in a different direction, which is just not yours. And then you need to break free from whatever sucks and to restart your life in a form that is authentically you. And you might even want to read some of the stories if you dare to be nothing but authentically yourself and owning who you are while making the world a better place by living and leading purposefully what you came for, by reading my best-selling book. And you can download it for free. That's Transforming Your Life. And download it for free on my website, freestyle-your-life.com/bestseller. So you can go there anytime and download the book for free. You will find my chapter as well as many chapters of my beloved co-authors. Rewrote this book to really, share hope, and we honestly share what we have been through, so you can say for yourself, well, if she can do it, I can do it, right? So we have been through hardship and finally found a way to come out on the other side with the learning, with evolving our wisdom and greatness, and finally owning who we are. And that for me is the true success. So I hope this helps. That's it for today, and wish you a lovely day and weekend, and talk to you next week. Bye bye. Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 175. We have a holiday here today and it's incredibly hot, so I'm coming in a bit late because I enjoyed the sun and was playing golf. Today I want to address Sam's question, which is how to connect in a deeper way, and that might be beneficial to many of you. I'm sorry, the dog is barking. So how to connect in a deeper way, and that is obviously what we all seek and what everybody seeks, that we get in touch with. And this is when you come from the heart, right? Don't make it all about the money and the benefit, but make it about really serving from the heart and connect from the heart. And that is a truly different energy and frequency, and people can sense it. And the other thing is, if you come from the point of serving but not selling, well, you will sell, of course, in the process. But when somebody coming to your landing page because of a freebie or whatever, the best thing is to really build a connection and a relationship. So people get to know, like, and trust you, the know, like, and trust factor, which is so important. And then just ask questions, start a conversation, like on with a friend or on a conversational basis, and then sooner or later you might want to mention, well, this is what I do and how I could support and serve you. So that is also the case for anything you do on social media. If you come from that point, people can sense it. Because, yeah, what is clear is if you're doing just a job because you're doing the job for the money, and don't really love to do it, or it's not your passion and your purpose, people can sense it. And that is when you're making your offers, then often feels salesy. And that, of course, pushes people away from you. So the best tip I could give you, and that's how I do it, I always come from the heart, truly, authentically. And I might also challenge you, for example, in coaching, because that is what brings growth and some awakening and breakthrough. So working with a mentor is very beneficial because the coach has, of course, another point of view than you have, because you know you cannot solve the problems with the same mindset. That's just not possible. Remember Einstein on that case. You need to take an eagle perspective often and view it from a different angle to see the possibilities that are around. And sometimes we're so focused, and I myself, in a special way, doing things in a special way, and really get crazy and mad because it's not functioning. And that's the time we need to change perspectives and let go of the expectations. Because if we, and that was another question from Rita, how could I not be disappointed because I did not reach my goals yet? And that is just the second answer I have to give today, because she is always looking forward, right? She is measuring that she did not reach her goal yet. And that is always impliciting a lack, right? You're not there, you don't have it, you're not enough, whatever comes into your mind then. And I encourage you to take another perspective on that too, because of course we need to look forward on the wide perspective. But if we're just focusing on achieving this very specific goal, we sometimes feel like running against a wall, right? And because we push ourselves too much even pull ourselves down. So if you look backwards, and that counts for me too, with the setup of the TV station just now. I'm not technical, and that is a very technical thing, and that is totally challenging for me. So I might want to do something else and, yeah, distracting myself from really getting into it. But that doesn't help solve the situation, of course. But if you look backwards, you can see how far you already got and be grateful and really celebrate yourself for reaching so far, and not only focusing on where you are not yet, because that is always showing you there is a lack. And coming from the lack, that is not the abundance mindset, of course. And if you, the more you think on things, right, the more they become true in your life. And if you always focus on what is not there yet, this is the energy you're broadcasting. And that is exactly what you don't want, right? Because you want to go further ahead. And that's why you really need to change your frequency. And you can do that very easily by being grateful for what you already achieved, by celebrating, by breaking free and taking a time out if you're stuck. And then approach things with this different energy. So I hope that helps, Sam and Rita and all of you. And talk to you next week. Bye.